Hello, and welcome to another 9-minute Bible study. Our starting point, Acts chapter 9, verse 10. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. Now, let's hold here for a second. Imagine you're Ananias. You're sitting in Damascus. You're hiding from this guy, Saul of Tarsus, who is on his way to arrest you and haul you away to Jerusalem, where they'll beat you, throw you in jail, and maybe even kill you. Now, he receives this vision from the Lord. Yes, the Lord is answering my prayer. Maybe he's going to tell me that Saul of Tarsus is never going to come my way. Maybe the Lord will tell me he's handled him, that I can go up and raise my head and go ahead and start preaching the gospel again. It didn't work that way. Sometimes when we receive the word of the Lord, it might be something that will cause our jaws to drop to the ground and cause us to think severely and sincerely about what to do next. Verse 11. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prays. At this moment, I would imagine Ananias was in complete and total shock. This is the man he's heard about. This is the lowest of the low, the man who wants to arrest him, the man who wants him in jail, the man who would oversee his beating, the man who would make sure he was put to death. Now Jesus is saying clearly, go to him. This is not what Ananias wanted to hear. This was the last thing Ananias wanted to hear. Verse 12. And he hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. Now, this really had to bother Ananias. Why? It wasn't that Jesus told him to go. He's already told Saul of Tarsus he's coming. And that when Ananias was there, he would lay hands on him and he would receive his sight. Now, Ananias is probably thinking, well, Lord, he can't see. That's the best thing that could have happened to all of us. Now I'll have to retire from the business and we can continue on. Why do you want me to lay hands on this guy? He was thinking this. Let's face it. He's a normal person. The last person he wanted to witness to was enemy number one. Now we get a lesson in obedience. Because Ananias is being asked to do something very hard. Something that would not be easy for him to do. Verse 13. And Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on your name, and that would include me too. Well, Ananias didn't say that last part, but he sure thought it. Now, here is Ananias. He thinks he has to explain the whole situation to Jesus. After all, Jesus has been on the right hand of the Father. Maybe he missed what's happening with this Saul of Tarsus. So Ananias describes the whole situation. He's come all the way to Damascus to haul away all the Christians, to jail them, to beat them, maybe even kill them. And he's one of the ones in Damascus that Paul wants to drag all the way over to Jerusalem. Jesus, do you really want me to go to this man? Really? Next verse. Then the Lord said unto him, go your way. In other words, yes, I know what I'm doing. Sometimes we think we have the right to question Jesus. Sometimes we think we need to explain the situation to Jesus. One, Jesus already knows the situation. And two, he's the one with the plan, not us. He went to Paul specifically for a reason when he was Saul. And that reason was what we will see in the remainder of the verse. Ananias' job was not to wonder why. Ananias' job was to obey. When one has a ministry call on their life, Ananias obviously does, his job is to obey the call. No questions asked. Now, why did Jesus call Saul of Tarsus? Verse 15. 1. For he is a chosen vessel unto me. Jesus chose him for this job. Why does anyone do what they're doing in the church? It's not because they decide to do so, if you look at it. If you would have told Peter on the day that he went and followed Jesus, that he would be speaking in front of 3,000 men, and then a few days later, 5,000 men, and he would bring the gospel to Cornelius, he would have said, but God chose him through Jesus to do this. Saul of Tarsus, 3 days ago, would have never thought he would have been waiting for one of those crazy Christians to pray for him. Yet, what's happening? Jesus chose him. It's not what we choose. It's what Jesus chooses. Then we answer the call that Jesus placed on our life. Number two, to bear my name before the Gentiles. For the first time, we're really seeing the mission of Saul of Tarsus. Keep in mind, Saul is a Jew's Jew. He is one who follows the law closer than anyone else. He knows that as a Jew, he is not to deal with the Gentiles. Yet what is he being called to do? He is being called to do exactly the opposite of what he has been trained to do, to go to the very people he has despised all the years of his life. The Lord, his call, it could be very unusual. And for the Lord to call a persecutor of the Christians, a man who hates the Gentiles because he's the Jew's Jew, this would seem ironic to most. But Jesus has a plan for our lives. And that plan might not make sense at first. But if we follow Jesus, it will make sense at the end. And we will pick up with this in our next lesson.